The Compound by S.A. Bodine. Eli is living. Living his everyday life in the compound. Eli and his family have lived in the compound for 6 years. The world they know is gone. July 16th wasn't just my birthday. It was also the anniversary of the day we entered the compound. The terrible night when, because of me, Eddie was gone forever. If it were up to me, I would never acknowledge the date. Celebrating the worst day of my life was insane. This is how Eli feels about the compound. He feels as if he is trapped. Trapped in a hole of nothingness. That's when they ran out of meat for food. The cows somehow died. Dad experimented on them. Back in the lab, I found Dad deep in concentration. He didn't seem to notice me as he studied the info on his computer screen. At last, his analysis was complete. No! Dad leaned on the counter, holding his head with his hands. Traces of rat poison in the grain. His exact words escaped me. I do know, he shouted something about the cows and swore. A lot. The food situation got weirder one day. Milk. Mistake number 47. One afternoon, Lexi and Therese sat down with me for an afternoon snack of milk and cookies. Mom usually mixed up the powdered milk and poured a glass for each of us. One of those old-fashioned juice glasses with the little flowers on it. I always guzzled mine down rather than use it to wash down the cookies. For 2.5 seconds every day, I pretended that I was on the old world, L standing by me, to fill my glass with an icy gallon jug of Lando Lakes 2%. But that day, Mom wasn't there. Dad was. And the glasses were already filled when he brought the day to the trailer to the table. As always, I chugged mine. It didn't taste like powdered milk we usually had. It was strange, not in a bad way. More like leftover milk at the bottom of a bowl of Cheerios with sugar. I stuffed a ginger snap in my mouth as Lexi and Therese took their time, sipping their milk after every few bites of cookie. Dad didn't join us. He just waited until we were finished, then cleared his throat. Without any great theatrics, he told us the powdered milk was gone, and where the day's milk had come from. My hands trembled. Eli had access to the internet once again. He found out what had happened. My hands trembled, partly from the words on the screen and the power they convey. Before I could make my first move, an instant messaging conversation popped up. Welcome, Twin Yan 2. The following buddies are online. Twin Yan 1. Eddie? Eli feels as if his dad tricked him. Tricked him into believing that Eddie, Eli's twin, was dead. Now his dad is mad. His face was raw and bruised. Dad, are you okay? He shrugged a bit. Oh, fine. Fine as anyone can be when his wife is trying to poison him. Eli's dad was mad. Someone grabbed my leg. Need a hand? Dad, Rexy Anacacus had ergotism because of his mom feeding his dad ergot-infested grain bread. Ergotism made him crazy and he was hurting his son, Eli. Eli's father built the compound to keep them safe. Now they can't get out. He won't let them. Read more in S.A. Bodine's amazing book, The Compound.